God is willing to make the sky break forth into rain in our lifetime if we have simple faith in Christ and trust His word to the letter. This is the focus for year 2016 December's retreat, themed The Divine Mode for Revival, held at Bethphage, Alata Village, off Ijebuode, Ibadan Road, Adebayo Idianre, Ibadan, Nigeria. May the Lord bless your heart as you listen.
How you have been dealing with us since the beginning of this meeting. Thank you for opening our eyes to see what we have received in Christ Jesus. Thank you for your servants you have been using. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Lord, at this moment, this hour of prayer, we have come again. We are asking that you will speak your word further unto us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that the burden of your heart will be revealed to us, Lord. And that we will not be the same again in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's be seated. God has been gracious to us since this meeting started, particularly during 12 o'clock hour of prayer. I mean 12 a.m. God came by telling us about the rod that boarded. God informed us those rods, the one that was boarded was chosen and was not selected. God came further to speak to us during the other hours of prayer, showing us that we don't need to live by any form of law any longer. That grace is sufficient unto us. The grace that spared the butler is still available to spare us at any point of trouble. God came showing us that all of these privileges that we have in Christ Jesus, as we read in the book of Ephesians chapter 1. He gave us an authority that we don't have to live by any limitations again. That we can stand at any moment and enter into the riches of the Lord Jesus. And also declare our authority. All of these and many more God They dealt with us with during those hours of prayer. During the o'clock hour of prayer, as the Lord was speaking to us on those issues that pertain to our benefit in Christ Jesus. Particularly when the Lord was talking about the gracious, the wealth of His grace. The riches of His grace. Something came to my heart. That how can a man stand ignorant of this opportunity? Such a person will just be suffering in silence. I'm not intending to take our time. I want to exhort us and bring up issues of prayer that we can really seek the face of the Lord, so that we will not remain the same after now. I want us to open our Bible to the book of John in chapter 18. I would like to read from verse 33. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou these things of thyself,
or did other tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thy whole nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king of king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And read verse 37. Yoruba.
Joanu, ori ikeji dini ogun. Wo ka ese iketa dini ogoji. Nitori na Pilate wi fun pe nje iwo a se oba bi Jesu dahun wi pe iwo wi pe oba le mi se nitori eyi le a se bi mi ati nitori idi eyi ni mo si se wa si aye ki emi ki o le jeri si otito olukuluku eni ti se ti otito ngbo mi.
As we read in that portion of the Bible,
bi ati ka ese bibeli yi,
Jesus actually realized the purpose for which he was born.
Jesu kiyesi idi ti a fi bi.
I will just exhort us on to this end was I born.
Emi na o ba wa soro lori akori pe nitori eyi ni a se bi.
He actually realizes the purpose for which he was born.
Jesu mo idi ti o fi waye.
And he realized the times constraint that he had.
O si mo awon ohun to nsele ni akoko aye.
He knew he doesn't have much time. And he didn't waste any time at all. As we read John chapter 5. From verses 6 and 8. 6 to 8. And Jesus saw him lie. And knew that he had been now a long time. He, in that case, he said unto him, Will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
Joanu, ori ikarun, ese ikefa, si ikejo, bi Jesu sisiri ni idubule, ti o si mokpe, o kwe ti o ti wabe, o wifunpe, iwofe kia mu ola adabi, abirinu adalunpe, o gbeni, emi ko li eni, ti ibagbe mi sinu adagun nigbati a ba ru omi na bi emi ba tin bo wa elomiran a so kale sinu re siwaju mi ese ikejo Jesu si wi fun pe dide gbe akete re ki o si ma rin.
One of the purpose for which Christ came was to heal the sick.
Okan ninu idi ti Jesu fi waye ni lati wo alaisan.
Particularly he came to save sinners.
O wa ni pataki julo lati gba
eleso. And he expressed this healing by healing the man that had infirmity for 38 years.
He
came specifically just to heal. Heal sin. Heal sicknesses. Heal diseases. Deliver the oppressed. We can read several portions of the Bible to talk about what Christ came to do. And he wouldn't waste his time. He broke the law of Sabbath just because he wanted to fulfill his mandate. He was not afraid of the Sadducees and Pharisees. He wasn't afraid of the Jews. All his heart desire is, for this cause I came. For this reason, I was born. I'd like to throw a challenge to you from this point, brother. When we talk about revival, I think what should be uppermost in our hearts should be, why am I standing as a Christian? For what reason was I born into this heart? I'd like to ask you, do you have a propelling force that is pulling you that you want to achieve a purpose in life? If we are talking about benefits and provisions that Christ has made for us as blessings, they are meant for a purpose. When Jesus was coming, he was so much equipped with everything he needed to accomplish his plan. May I quickly ask you also, have you ever realized any of those things with which you are equipped with? So that you can fulfill the mandate in your hands. I am praying that the Holy Spirit will grant you an understanding heart in the name of Jesus. Jesus. When he performs any wonders, he talks about his Father. He often talks about the work that witnessed, that serve as a witness that he came from his Father. Those work are like the fruit that point to us where he came from. I'm also asking you here now, do you bother about any fruits? Do you bother that there is something your life is made for, that is actually pushing you? I would like to use the story of the prodigal and his brother. Let's try and look at it all together again, so that we can beg God not to set you for blossomness alone. Not to bud alone, but to bear fruit. I pray God will help our heart in the name of Jesus. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke chapter 15. I want to read a few verses there. I have an understanding that you know the stories. I read from verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. I want to believe we have two categories of people also in the church today. And I'm not making mistake if I still find these two categories of children, sons, among us here tonight. I read verse 12. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. This young man was asking for the portion of the goods. I won't have time to start looking at it in the Old Testament when Abraham also came with goods. When he went to battle, and he had a lot of a lot of possessions with him. When we talk about goods, it has to do with the mundane things of this heart. It has to do with wealth. And I'm also looking at it that when the Lord was speaking to us during 3 o'clock hour of prayer, we jump up for joy. Our eyes became open. We suddenly realize we have a God that is rich, that is rich in glory. And it refreshes our memory that why we stand on Christ's stand, that no forces will be able to confront us. May I say it here? That is just revealing our blossomness. When a man bought, after a while he will blossom. But I want to say it is not enough to bud. It is not enough to blossom. Let's read in verse 27. When the son came back to his senses and he returned to his father, you remember the story. The father began to party and he was rejoicing because the boy returned home. I want us to read from verse 27. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. I'm reading about this elder brother. Verse 28. And he was angry. And will not go in. Therefore came his father out. And entreated him. And he answered, said to his father, lo, this many years do I serve thee. Neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. I want you to look at these two categories of sons. Yoruba will say,
he said, one does not better the other.
If you look at the prodigal son, the Bible does not talk about his name, but his attitude, the fruit that his life provided to us, show us his name is called prodigal. And the elder brother also, we can also look at him as somebody who was dwelling inside plenty, yet his ignorance of his reason for living. He said, I've been serving you all the while. He ran up and down. And somebody could take him for a Christian. A believer. We can even say he's a disciple. Who runs here and there. And preach. And do all the necessary. But do you know? It is because we have not proven push him to the wall. When you push him to the wall, you will realize there is anger still inside of him. If you push him to the wall, you will realize he still has sword in his hands just like Peter. So you notice, even though this young man, the eldest, has been serving his father, he also has Peter lifestyle. And while you look at the younger, his heart was after the mundane things. Such as many are looking for plenty of blessings in the hands of the Lord. Neither of them are actually running for the purpose for which they were born. If it were not so, why will the elder be saying, I also need a kid? The fundamental issue I found there, none of them bear the life of their father. The younger does not share in the life that his father carried. The elder also does not show a life that is in the life of his father. And I am asking today, will you just say, they didn't share in the life of their father just because they did not stay with him. They did not learn after him. They don't have the fruit of his life. Like I said, I have not come to preach. I have just come to charge us so that we can pray. Let's check where we started from.
The book of
Numbers.
We know Mary.
No, it's Leviticus. It's Leviticus, sorry.
Okay, eje ka lo si iwe Leviticus.
Chapter 17.
Ori iketa dini ogun.
I want us to read from verses 4 and 5.
Leviticus ori iketa dini ogun ese ikerin ati ikarun.
Let's see. It was mentioned when we started the meeting. And it was so quietly mentioned. Let me read verses 4 and 5. And bringeth it not unto the door. Sorry. Of the tabernacle of the congregation. Sorry. 27. Thank you. It was a mistake.
Levitiku ori keta din ni ogbon ni yo je yen.
Yeah. 27 verse 4.
Levitiku ori keta din ni ogbon ese ikerin.
It's not 27, sorry. The place you write, is it Numbers? Numbers. Sorry. Chapter 17, Numbers.
Numeri, ori keta din ni ogun.
And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you.
Numeri ori keta din ni ogun ese ikerin. Ki o si fi won lele ninu ago ajo niwaju eri nibi ti emi o gbe pade yin yo si se opa eni ti emi o yan yo ruwe emi o si da kikun awon omo Israeli duro kuro lodo mi ti won kun si yin.
Now from what we have read here,
pelu on ti ati ka nibi,
anyone of the rod that is being chosen, the indication is that that rod will blossom. I don't want to go back to the nitty-gritty of the story because it has been mentioned to us. What I just want to borrow there,
that there
will be a sign of blossomness that a rod bought by blossoming. And I want to believe each of our lives seated here, we have an understanding that we have been choosing. The call of God is upon our head, and it's not by selection. God has actually chosen us. But I want us to read verse
8.
And it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded.
O si se ni ijo keji ti Moses wo inu agbo eri lo si kiyesi opa Aaron fun ile Levi rudi,
and brought forth buds and bloomed blossoms and yielded almonds.
O rudi o si tu o si tana, o si so eso almondi.
Now let's listen to verse 10.
E je ka wo ese ikewa.
And the Lord said unto Moses,
Oluwa si wi fun Moses pe,
big Aaron's rod again.
Mu opa Aaron ni pada wa.
Look at that word again.
Egbon ti Oluwa wi pada wa.
Before the testimony,
siwaju eri,
to be kept for a token against the rebels,
lati fi pamọ fun ami fun awon lote,
and thou shalt quite take away their murmurings from me, that they die not.
Ki iwo ki o si gba kikun won kuro lodo mi.
The question of my heart,
ibere to wa lokan mi ni,
why do we still have murmurings?
Ki lo de ti won tun kun?
Even after we have attended meeting like this,
leyin ti ati wa si ri ipade bayi,
and we have gone back to our various destinations,
ti asisi pada lo si awon ibi ti a
ti wa, yet we are still hearing murmurings.
Ki lo de ti a tun gbo kikun?
Could it be because the rod was not returned to the testimony?
O wa le je pe opa ye o da pada siwaju eri Oluwa,
because the instruction here is,
tori pe ohun ti Oluwa so ni,
bring Aaron's rod again,
e mu opa Aaron pada wa,
before the testimony,
siwaju eri Oluwa,
to be kept for a token against the rebels,
lati pa mo fun ami fun awon lote.
There will always be rebels.
A o le mo ri olote
just because the rod was not where it's supposed to be. If the rod happens to stay where it's supposed to be, then we will no longer have rebels. What am I trying to say? That if our life is not going to settle for, I am blossom, I have budded, I have yielded a fruit which eventually will be removed or withered away, and we are not returning back to where we are, we gather that in the presence of the Lord, then it means that we are not going to last.
Bi aye wa ti o ba rudi ti o si tu ti o tana ti ko ba so eso ko ni pe ti o fi redanu bi a o ba mu opa yi pada lo si waju Oluwa.
That the rod of Aaron budded, blossomed, and produced fruit was because it was in the presence of the Lord. It was kept in the presence of the Lord. We're talking about the book that was sealed the other time. And that this Bible remains the sealed book. That unless it is open unto us, that will continue to be murmuring. Our generation will continue to suffer. And you remember, it is right in the presence of the Lord that this book, the Bible, could be opened. So what am I trying to say as we are going to pray? That we will not settle for blossomness. We will not settle for just the enjoyment in the presence of the Lord. Let me tell you, some people can use fasting and prayer to collect things from God. And you can point to many things in their life that is blossoming. But the exact fruit God is expecting in their life, the correctness of their life that God is expecting, is lacking. Just as we discover anger in the life of the senior brother to the prodigal son, as a result of his transe in the presence of his father, he was running away because he was using the work he was doing to shade his being with his father. Several people here will be busy here and there and say, I'm working. In fact, by the time we leave here now, this one will say, I have this program, I have that program, and they are no longer in the presence of the Lord. So how do we expect such life to produce correct fruits that we are talking about? When you see them around, they are fresh. They are blossoming. They are enjoying. Just in your own definition. But I see God is putting a question mark over their life. Say, where is the fruit I am expecting? This one does not stay in my presence. Can we check the book of John chapter 15? John chapter 15. It's a popular place we've been reading before. I am the true vine, and my father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 4, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in
me.
We have come to a point in our life that we cannot do without producing fruit. And when we are fruitless, then where are we talking about revival? When we are talking about the reason for which we are born, then we are talking about somebody who has a propelling force inside of him. Somebody who looked at himself as a debtor to his generation. Somebody who said, I must give fruits, I must produce something for my father. Somebody who will not settle for the gloominess, the blossomness, and will say, all I'm looking for is just to please my master. So why God will continue to speak to us further in the course of this meeting? What I'm pleading with God for us is that the Lord will help our hearts, that
will
start to check what is the substance of our lives. Can you just reflect now? from January to date in the journeys of your life. If it were to be x-ray, what will you tell the Lord? What are we going to see and say, this is what he has lived his life for? The whole chapter of his life in the course of his living on earth. Okay. He just bought a car.
Or a moto.
He built a house.
Okole.
He has children.
Obima.
He's giving tithe and offering.
In
is that what God is saying? So if God is demanding for us to be laid in his presence at this time, for the revival of our generation,
he's
not asking for a rod that will go far away.
He's
asking for a rod that will always be in his presence, that
he
will breathe upon it, such that it will continue to produce green fruits. Green leaves. You know, it was coincidence. Few days ago, I saw one malam. And he was holding this sundae in his hands. That rod. The rod was shining. Do you know, I was wondering in my heart, only God knows the type of a tree that they used to produce this thing. It looks so strong. So during the time the Lord was speaking to us, and the servant of God mentioned it, I was just thinking in my heart, it's only a fruit that will make us to know the type of a tree. No matter how that tree look like, either a log of wood, or it has turned to plank, or an ordinary rod, just bring it near before the Lord. God, when he breathed upon it, the reality of what that life has been made for will burst forth and will be useful for Jehovah. Do you know we have obtained mercy as we have come? God decided not to talk about our inconsistency.
He
decided not to talk about some of the things we have done. What we started to hear from him was that I have shown you mercy. I have given you my grace. But will you leave this, his presence at this moment? And yet you will look, you will go back, and you just be enjoying that alone. And you say, next time, he will say the same to me. Alas, that trumpet may sound. I pray God will help our heart in the name of Jesus. I want us to rise on our feet to pray. I want you to know that we still have Pharaoh in our days. I want you to still realize there are powers of darkness in our days. And they want to ask you, what do you carry with you? What's the stuff you are made of? Do you know, I was reading scripture sometimes ago in John chapter 18 and John chapter 8, and they were asking Jesus, who are you? Where are you from? And Jesus was saying, you have not known me. If you had known me, you will have known my Father. And I was wondering, by what means will they know the Father? Simply by the works that the Father has performed. Simply by the fruits. I want to ask you, you must need to make a commitment unto Jehovah to show forth the life or the stuff you are made of, and to be able to live a correct life as fruits that God has called you into. Rise on your feet and let's call upon the name of the Lord. I want you to talk to God and Lord, I don't want to set you for blossomness alone. I have been walking since I know you. I don't have a fruit. I want you to talk to God. Some of us, perhaps God has called you into various sectors to go and preach, and you're not actually living your life to show forth that reality. I just want you to call upon God and say, Father, I don't want to settle for the ephemeral. I need to produce fruit for you. Call upon the name of the Lord. Open your mouth and call upon the name of the Lord. ask him and say, Lord, I don't want to be a non-entity. I don't want this rod to get dry again. Enter into a commitment with Jehovah that you always return the rod back at his presence so that he could breathe upon it, so that he could produce more fruits. Will you talk to God? I know God will still speak to us further on this, but you must prepare your heart, not just blossomness. Remember the fig tree? It was blossoming, but it was living a life of deceit. Jesus went there looking for fruits but couldn't get any. I want to ask you, if you should come close to you, will he find fruits there? Your neighbors are coming. All that they are doing to you, they are only looking for fruits to eat. Will you call upon the name of the Lord? Do you have testimony where you are coming from? Do you intend to still have more testimony? Lord, this rod must not be dry again. In the course of this meeting, let me see the reality for which I am created, for which I was born. No matter where you are walking, no matter the handiwork you have, let me tell you, all is to show forth the praises of your God. Are you intending to look for money? And money is the one that motivates you here and there. You're already missing it. Will you talk to God now? Only to live this life for Jehovah. Only to live this life to serve the Master. Only to present myself consistently in His presence. That I'm a bud. That I'm a bud. That I may blossom and produce exact fruit for my life. Call upon the name of the Lord. Seek His face at this hour. Here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Whatsoever thing that will not allow me to bear fruit, release your fire upon it. Release your fire upon it. Call upon the name of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is here. Make a commitment with the Lord Jesus. This only one life. This only one life. That you are going to leave it to serve the Lord. Let's bring our prayer to a close. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you open your Bible with me? The book of Proverbs chapter 15. I'll read verse 11. And I would like to read it in other versions too. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more then the hearts of the children of men? Can I hear it in another version, please?
The
death of hell are open to God's knowledge. Thank you. Can I hear it in another version? Even death and destruction have no secret from the Lord. Thank you. I want us to pray. Do you know, I realize in one of the times we are praying for this revival at our center there, that while we were ignorant, while we were small in hell, there could have been some secret things done against the purpose of our life. We just grow up to find it in our life. Understand me, please. It is not about sickness this time. It is not about any calamity. But do you know, it is secretly designed that as you grow up, you will tilt away from his purpose. Such secrets, God said, they are not hidden from him. And I would like us to call upon the name of the Lord. Will it be any secret dealings of darkness when I was not aware? Will it be anything that I've been sent from when I was a child? I grew up to find myself the way I am. I like you to call upon the name of the Lord, since they are not hidden from the Lord. Let him release his fire to consume them now, that you could be released to enter into the reason you were born. I want you to call upon the name of the Lord. When you plant any tree, when that tree is tilting towards another side, it was because it was looking for food. Why are you tilting away? Some of us, we are still struggling with our Christian journey. Some of us, you are either cold today or no tomorrow. You are
caught.
And you are strive and strive. Could it be any hidden things that have been done in the dark?
Could
it be every secret things that have been done in hell?
Could
it be any intent in the heart of man that have been done when you are not aware? You must call upon the name of the Lord and sever yourself from it and stand in the authority of the Lord Jesus and declare it and say, let this thing go away from me. Let my story be rewritten again. Let it be according to the way I was born. For every life was born, was created for a purpose. Will you call upon God? If you suddenly realize your fire goes down awful, just as the Lord was speaking to us, that somebody fall from grace, you must just realize that app that is cutting your grace short will have been installed into your life when you are not aware. I want you to call upon the name of the Lord. For how long are we going to be struggling, rise today, fall tomorrow? Body will come up in your heart before you rise up to go and execute it.
Ounga mi bi mo ti ri Jesu ku fumi le be mi gba mi bi mo ti ri.
By 12 o'clock hour of prayer again, God will be coming again and will open a fresh chapter. Do you want to be found wanting at such time? Why don't you plead with the Lord now? Why don't you ask God and say, Father, this is my life. You just need to help me. The hidden issues in my life,
I'll
put them. I want to enter into the authority of the Son. I want to have the life of the Father. Do you realize that prodigal son came back? I think he came back to represent himself to the Father. And I am sure he will not waste that opportunity again. You have also come back. What you have lost, you can regain it back. And there are issues burning your heart, unattended to the right mode for revival.
This is
divine mode for revival.
Yeah.
Call upon God so that heaven will descend over your life. Let's bring the prayer to a close. In Jesus' name, we pray. Our Father, we bless your name for this hour again. Lord, we
hope the message has blessed and challenged your heart to a closer walk with God. For further inquiries, contact Potter's House Christian Mission, located at Bethphage, Alata Village, off Ijebu-Ode, Ibadan Road, Adebayo, Idiayure, Ibadan, Nigeria. You can call this number 0814-781-8006. Send your email to media@thepottersmission.org or check our website www.thepottersmission.org, and our Twitter handle is @SparksOfRevival. God bless you.